Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.
For Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strengths, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within European Union fora, and series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout this series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing Sport Malta and their good practices and expertise within the sport sector. I am Norbert Cilia, Senior Manager at the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel composed of Ms. Rosemary Mercia, Assistant of the CEO, and Ms. Denise Sultana de Raffaele, Director of Finance, both from Sport Malta. Sport Malta's core purpose is to inspire Maltese and transform the nation through sport and through innovative, fun, and meaningful sporting experiences. Welcome, Rosemary and Denise, and thank you for joining us to share your expertise. Rosemary, can you give us an overview of Sport Malta's major role in the sport sector?
Hello, Norbert. Thank you for inviting us. Sport Malta's major role is being a service provider. Lately, it was also the regulator, but there have been developments in the system, and the Regulatory Affairs Department has moved to a new entity, namely AIMS. Being a service provider, Sport Malta has its own programs. It caters for the general public. We offer different programs in sports and physical activity across the board. We offer activities for children, youths, adults, and also the elderly, because Sport Malta believes that it's very important for people to move, to be healthy, and to follow a healthy lifestyle. It's also one of Sport Malta's roles is also to cater for sport organizations falling under its remit. Sports organizations, basically federations, associations, and clubs, which are registered with Sport Malta, and through these registrations there are several benefits from which they can take the opportunity to benefit from.
And for whom and what does Sport Malta cater for?
As I said, we cater for the public in general by offering programs in which one can participate, and also we have several schemes for the sporting community. For example, assistances for athletes to go abroad to participate in different competitions in different sports representing Malta. We also assist the sporting community through different schemes, for example facility investment and international participation.
Denise, how does Sport Malta operate?
Sport Malta has a board of directors composed of a chairman and 8 board members. It has also its head office at the Cotonera Sports Complex. Within it has 6 departments. These departments are the projects department, the events department, the facilities department, the programs department, the finance and procurement department, and the HR and payroll department. The facilities department is expanded further since obviously it takes care of all Sport Malta facilities. At the moment, Sport Malta has 6 main facilities. One is the Maria Sutta complex in Hamroun. One is the Marsa Sports Complex, the Cotonera Sports Complex, the National Pool Complex, the Kirkop Complex, and the Takandia Shooting Range.
Thank you. That is quite a comprehensive overview of how Sport Malta operates. Rosemary, what are the mission and vision of Sport Malta?
Sport Malta's mission is to move a nation through the promotion and development of sport for a healthy, inclusive, and successful Malta. Sport Malta strives to have as many people as possible to do sport and physical activity. We also try to channel youngsters by bringing them over to do sport within our programs, and then we try to channel them to different clubs so that they continue doing their favorite sport or the sport they excel in. And we also try to keep people moving because we really believe that doing sport and doing physical activity leads to a healthy lifestyle. We try to do this both at different levels because we assist clubs, we assist sport clubs financially as well. We also invest in new infrastructure. We try to keep in good condition the facilities we already have. So our work always involves the benefit of sport.
Thank you, Rosemary. And thank you, Denise, as well, for sharing this information about Sport Malta, its operation and its mission. We're now stopping for a short break. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on good practices adopted by Sport Malta that ensure that its mission and vision are reached. Welcome back. You're listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. I am Norbert Cilia, and in today's episode we are discussing Sport Malta and their good practices and expertise within the sports sector. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, which is euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives, and to visit our website, which is www.education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Sport Malta, you may wish to visit their website, which is www.sportmalta.mt, as well as their Facebook page, which is called Be Active-Sport Malta. Should you wish to contact them directly, you can also do so by email at info.sportmalta@sportmalta.org.mt. Following the first part of our discussion, we shall now focus on the good practices adopted by Sport Malta that ensure that its mission and its vision are reached. Rosemary, can you mention any good practices adopted by Sport Malta that ensure that its mission and vision are reached?
So there are a variety of good practices to reach out to the public in general. And to cater for different sectors within the society. We have our programs which cater for different ages, from 3-year-olds to the elderly. One particular good practice which we do is the parent and child, where the children come to practice their sport or their activity, and while they are at the different complexes practicing their sport once a week or twice a week, we offer also programs for their parents, so that during the time while the children are practicing sport, parents are also practicing a fitness activity or a physical activity or a sport. One particular program is the parent and child swimming classes, where parents with young children can participate in these classes along with their children. We have this cross-generation class, which really helps a lot. These families and children can learn how to swim at a very early age. Another good practice, which might be interesting as well, is our activity, which we do with inmates, with persons coming from rehabilitation centers at different stages, and with the elderly. Inmates, which normally do not go out, we are inviting them to our complex to do physical activity and sport. Even people from rehabilitation centers who normally do not go out in the community to do any sport. They might do other things, but sport it's a little bit different. We invite them over to our venues with the aim of integrating them back into society, and this has resulted to be very beneficial. We even try to we gave them a uniform. We gave them goodies from our merchandise, and we made them feel a sense of belonging. These people, through the values of sport, particularly discipline, and through this structure we are providing, they are learning how to go back to let's say, normal life through sport. We also cater for the elderly, where persons coming from day centers from nearby our complexes are joining us also to do physical activity. Another initiative is physical activity at the workplace. We are the persons working in the sports sector. But funnily enough, at the office, we are the people sitting behind desks. So Sport Malta realized that it has to do something about this. So we created a calendar where our employees do a physical activity or sports together, and it resulted to be very, very beneficial because people are more friendly even at the place of work, and even though it takes a little bit of time to do, it didn't reflect on their work badly. It reflected really well because they were productive. They were more productive. We also made a number of posters urging people to park away from the door so that they walk, to use the stairs instead of the elevator, to drink more water, sort of prompters at the place of work to be healthier.
Thank you, Rosemary, and very interesting list of good practice achievements. And it is also my understanding that you have won certain awards for some of these good practices. Could you please tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, we won the Workplace Be Active Award at European level. Because Sport Malta, as I said, took this initiative to help its employees to move more and to start doing physical activity and sport. We also expanded this initiative to other entities. So Sport Malta is willing also to offer its assistance to different government entities and also from the private sector to follow this good practice. And we offer also assistance from our end. Another award that Sport Malta won was the Premio Hadim Tassana for the most inclusive organization since we were doing the program for the inmates and for the rehabilitation centers and for the elderly. It was an honor for us to receive both awards resulting from the good practices we mentioned earlier.
Thank you very much and well done on this considerable achievement. Denise, could you also give us some examples as to how Sport Malta ensures that good governance is kept throughout?
Yes, sure. Sport Malta has a manual of procedures. All its internal procedures are documented in this standard operating procedure, and each time a change takes place in a procedure, this is updated regularly. Procedures are set up in such a way that there are segregation of duties and internal checks for each procedure documented. Sport Malta also abides by public procurement regulations for all its purchases, and all paperwork is filed and kept for transparency and accountability. It also, as a government entity, is subject throughout the year to various audits. It has its annual external audit and also various internal audits. And each time we have the auditors, it collaborates with them and makes sure that all replies are given to them in a timely manner.
Thank you very much for that. And looking towards the future, what plans does Sport Malta have?
Sport Malta, in collaboration with the Malta Olympic Committee, is now targeting the GSSC Games, the Games for the Small States of Europe, which are happening in 2023. And the dates are between the 28th of May till the 4th of June. These games will be welcoming 8 other countries, Andorra, Cyprus, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, Monaco, Montenegro, and San Marino. Our athletes will be competing in 10 sports disciplines. These are judo, sailing, swimming, athletics, squash, tennis, rugby sevens, shooting, table tennis, and basketball. Sport Malta is preparing for this by improving and refurbishing its existing facilities and is also constructing new ones, such as the Olympic-sized indoor pool at Cotonera and a new tennis center in Pembroke, a refurbishment of the Matthew McAuliffe St. John Athletic Track at Marsa, and a new squash center, which will be part of a bigger facility, which is going to host also netball and weightlifting at Marsa. Sport Malta also is working on other capital projects. We are in the final stages to complete a handball facility at Maria Assunta. And also there are further plans at Maria Assunta to expand further the facility to cater for martial arts and table football. We are also presently working on a gymnastic center at its Marsa Sports Center. The aim of all this is that the sporting community will have more facilities where to practice their favorite sport.
Thank you very much. And I would like to thank you, Denise and Rosemary, for participating and sharing information about Sport Malta and the good practices adopted in its operations. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed Sport Malta and their good practices and expertise within the sport sector. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, which is euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, which is www.education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Sport Malta, you may wish to visit their website, which is www.sportmalta.mt, as well as their Facebook page, which is called Be Active-Sport Malta. Should you wish to contact them directly, you can also do so by emailing them at info.sportmalta@sportmalta.org.mt. Thank you for tuning in.
Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.